Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead because Bill Brandt is in the building, ladies and gentlemen, so to speak. Well, he's in a building. I'm telling you the truth. He's just not in my building. But Bill's a good friend. He's president and the founder of Development Specialists Incorporated, one of the smartest managers I know. He's an international businessman. He's also somewhat of a political operative. He's involved in the political process, and as I think he'll tell you, of the more of the Democrat persuasion. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and I want to compliment you on the Halloween costume you're wearing this morning.
Yeah.
I haven't seen something as nice as on the air in some time.
Well, I often have my costume pretty handy there, Bill. In fact, my mask is almost always available.
But several people have suggested that might be in order, but I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but thank God no one's decided to clone that, you know, and mass market it. I think it was just a little too scary for the children and the small pets. But
I believe that would be the case.
It's good to have you here, folks. I never can get the jump on Bill. He always gets me first. Bill, let's talk about the economy. And I'm going to do my best to trick you here a little bit, but I probably you're too smart for me.
In other words, you're going to take the Republican position.
No. I would no. I'm a member of the Small Business Party, Bill. You know that. Here's my question, though. What do you think about the overall economy? This is the trick question. What do you think about the U.S. economy?
I'm of two minds about it, which is what I think most of the public is.
Well, now, is this like I voted for it before I voted against it? Is that kind of two minds? Or
this is like I did not have... No, I won't go there.
Okay.
I think in many ways the economy is surging forward, and large corporations and others are reporting record profits, and the Dow in uncharted territory, or charted as the case may be, is over 12, is certainly reflective of that. But there's a different part of the economy where the employee hourly wage earners and a lot of the small business people and others are not seeing what we used to refer to as the trickle-down or the waterfall effect of it. And there is a fair amount of uncertainty out there. So for all the profits being made by ExxonMobil, and by the way, I'm fine with that. I'm a classic businessman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the profits being made, that's just wonderful. I think it's beginning to occur to some people that a significant portion of those profits are being made overseas or based on overseas production. And there is a growing, I believe, and I see it as I'm out on the hustings. I'm in New York today. There's a growing unease with the structural inadequacies in the economy that are leaving a lot of people that have some feeling of impermanence with respect to their own prospects and where things are going. So it's a very interesting time.
Well, you know, that's the Chinese curse, isn't it? May you live in interesting times.
It is.
Bill, let me say this. Not to presume that I know that I have more of a connection to the pulse of small business than you do, but I will tell you.
Oh, I think you do.
I travel around this country, and I don't hear small business owners having any of the complaints that you do. Now, I'm not saying some small businesses aren't having challenges. You know, I mean, I obviously you can see that, but just as you can see big businesses having their difficulties while other big businesses are doing great. So that, you know, that's the way of things. But I actually don't see small business owners in general not liking the economy. Now, here's what I do concede. I concede that there are still some people who have 20th century skills and who may have been laid off and are dropped out for whatever reason. They've lost somehow a 20th century job. those people who haven't gotten retrained, who haven't gotten redirected, who haven't reinvented themselves, who are basically victims of the success of the 20th century in a way, those people are struggling right now. And I admit that. But now trying to start a class war, which I know you're not doing, but some people in the Democrat Party are doing that, trying to start a class war to solve that isn't the way to go. They should be focusing, in my opinion, more on what do we got to do to get these people ready for the 21st century.
Well, I don't think I debate that, and I try and stay away from the class warfare issue. I think that gets overhyped. But you know, one of my concerns is the future of retirement and the rest of it, and what that does for the American worker. But we'll
hold on to that thought. I'm going to come back to that when we let's hit that when we come back right after these messages, because we have to do a little business right now. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with our good friend Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast. One more thing.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Bill Brandt, the president and the founder of Development Specialists Incorporated. They're an international company that helps companies who are having some challenges. He helps them work things out, and sometimes they've already gone beyond help, and he helps the bankers who funded those companies. And is that a pretty good tour of 10-second tour of what you guys do, Bill?
Well, I think that as a friend of mine once said, I'm in damage control and mess revision, and I believe that is all things. I mean, you know, we live in a capitalistic economy, which is wonderful, but the nature of that economy, Jim, is risk, and if risks are taken, as we all know, occasionally they don't work out. That's, in fact, why banks get to charge interest, and our firm deals with what happens when the risks don't go exactly as planned.
Last week was something like the 150th our 60th anniversary of Macy's. Last week was. It was his eighth venture. The previous seven failed. Is this a great country or what?
I'm of the absolute belief that you learn more by failure than you ever do by success.
Yep.
And in fact, when we start our young ones out in the training programs, we don't encourage failure, but we've noticed over the years that deftly guided failures tends to imprint far more on the brain than success, which you immediately, of course, take credit for and proclaim yourself a genius.
That's exactly right. When we succeed, we think it's because we're so smart.
Well,
not much reflection.
Never to confuse success and luck at the same time. A lot of people are convinced it was them, and the good and the successful recognize that you make your own luck. And you take credit for it because Jim and I, we both know how to do that very well. But the fact of the matter is, never confuse luck and success.
Well, Bill, back to the points we were making before we went to the break. You were talking about your concern for the retirement situation in America.
I'm not so concerned. Jim, I'm thoroughly buying into your argument and have for some time that obviously the structure of these plans has to change. The nature of how they were set up in the late 30s and early 40s.
The defined benefits and Social Security, I'm assuming you're talking about.
Not so much Social Security. Although, you know, for me, I'm not looking for Social Security as a retirement plan. I never did. I think that this idea that it's been hijacked lately, that somehow that's a pension plan, is goofy. It's a safety net. Mm-hmm. And it was always supposed to be nothing more than a safety net. And if it's presumed to be a safety net, that's all it should ever be. You know, we don't really want people living on the corners eating out of cans of dog food in the end. And that's all this is designed to achieve avoidance of. It's not supposed to be you're sitting on a beach in Aruba cashing your Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the defined benefit plans weren't done real well. The risk wasn't analyzed. That they were done industry by industry instead of across a big pool. But apart from that, when you talk about the economy, I know that many of your small business owners are seeing good times right now. although they're watching the interest rates creep up and the housing bubble has slimmed down. And so what I'm saying is, yeah, the Dow is great, but the Dow, as many of your small business owners have gotten to figure out, is not the only indicator of the economy.
That's
and
right.
You need to have your fingers on other issues with respect to that pulse. And right now, some of those issues are mixed, even in spite of where the Dow is going.
Well, we live on Main Street here in small business. We don't live on Wall Street, even though, as you know, about approximately half of Americans are invested in the stock market. But we live on Main Street, and I'll tell you, profits are a whole lot better now. And I'll tell you something else. You know, one of the things that bugs me is when the headline says the economy is cooling, when what that means is it went from 4.7 to 3.2. You know, that's like saying we were driving 150 miles an hour. Now we're down to 80. This is not good. Well, you know what? Actually, 80 is better than 150.
And I don't argue that. I guess what I'm seeing is I look at the fundamentals. Just like football, it's about blocking and tackling. And the interest rates are going up a bit. The consumer debt has risen at a phenomenal rate. And a number of the underpinnings of the American economy, per se, are showing some signs of stress. Some of that has to do with government spending that appears to be out of control and a trade balance that is not reined in. And these are not good long-term projections and prognosticators. I would argue with you that today, many of your folks are in good shape to make a decent buck. I'm looking for a fairly good 2007, but I would not turn a blind eye to what I would call some of the indicators that unless we fix some issues or deal with them, we could have some troubles quickly down the road.
Bill, I agree with you, but those are not political. Those are not Democrat or Republican challenges. Those are American challenges.
Agreed.
If you were listening to your good friend Ted Kennedy stumping for someone who's running for re-election this year, he would not tell you. He would not tell those people that 2007 is going to be a good year, like you just did.
Oh, I think he would. I think part of the concern, I think it is the fact that in the face of phenomenal good times, there are still substantial pockets that are being left behind, and that is the conundrum, and that is what some of these
Has it ever been different, though, Bill? Think about
no,
that.
No, it hasn't.
But here's the thing. I'm gonna throw you a bone here, Bill. There are plenty of things the Democrats can hoist the Republicans up on their own petards about. The economy is not one of them.
No, I'm not, and I'm not suggesting it is. I think the economy is decent. I'm you're right that it's never been different. On the other hand, that isn't a reason to try not or not to try to do what you can with respect to narrowing the gap. The economy is doing fine for now, but there are a number of structural issues which those of us who deal with the larger picture look at somewhat askance recently. But again, we'll talk about
when we come back.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Bill to give us his tour of what he thinks is going to happen next week after the election. And if we'll actually even know anything by midnight that night. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, President of Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, give us your website, please.
It's www.dsi, as in David Sam Indiana.biz. And Jim, let me just say that as we were talking at the break, the idea of having the Aflac duck sit in for you for a couple of weeks, I think it's genius. I can't say anymore.
Whatever the duck wants, the duck gets, I'm telling you right now.
I'm married. I understand that.
That's right. Hey, Bill. Okay, we got a midterm election coming up in about a week. What's going to happen?
I think that people are drinking Kool-Aid on both sides. I think there is some change afoot. It will not be on the order of magnitude that many people would either worry about or want. I think it is likely at this point, but I cage lightly at a 65-35% possibility, maybe closer to 70-30 today, that the House will go into Democratic hands, but just by 6 or 7 seats, which means no great legislation, but it does mean control of the committees and control
That's right.
of the floor.
That's a big deal.
I think so. I think that you'll probably have some investigations into spending in Iraq and a few other things that may be long called for. In the Senate, I think that the Democrats will be lucky to take four seats. I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty comfortable right around there. They need six. In other words, they won't have control of the Senate. It's going to be a divided government, and there's a lot of people who would like that right now.
Basically, we have that in so many ways. And the Senate
I can't believe, as a rock-rib Republican, when you tell me that they're in control of both houses in the presidency and you tell me they have a divided
government. I'm not a Republican. I'm a member of the Small Business Party, Bill. But my point is there's so much legislation that has passed the House 16 times and cannot get on the floor out of the Senate because they can't get 60 votes. As long as Republicans or any party has less than 60 votes in the Senate, you've got divided government. You've got gridlock.
Well, I come at it a different way. I actually call that checks and balances because.
Oh, I don't. Gridlock is as essential to politics as sawdust is to a sawmill.
I have no doubt. I will agree with you. I think that the checks and balances is fine. The House tends to be to take the flavor of the month, and the Senate usually takes a bit cooler. But I think basically for most folks in small business, what you're looking at, other than the headlines and the politics that'll be in the papers, is more of the same. I don't see any drastic changes in any major federal.
But Nancy Pelosi has said that she would raise taxes.
No, Nancy, I know Nancy.
I heard her say it.
She is one of the smartest pals you're ever going to meet. She grew up as the daughter of the mayor.
She's smart. I believe that.
How is she going to raise taxes with a slim majority in the House?
She wants to raise minimum wage.
That's different than raising taxes.
It's not for a small business. It's not.
But if you look around the country right now, after 10 years of no minimum wage increase, you'll see that several states, include I know Illinois has a referendum on.
There's
the ballot
no accounting
the
for what some states will do to screw up their economies.
Yeah. Having said that, at some point, it doesn't help us to have a checkerboard of different states doing what is essentially a federal question. And at some point, obviously, a consensus is building that this issue should be at least debated in Washington.
Here's what we should do. We should abolish the federal minimum wage and just let the states go at it.
I'm not sure I like that. You know, if you go back to cities like San Francisco, they've got minimum wages far higher than I think the economic structure can tolerate.
If we're going to take the high and the low off, San Francisco is the far extreme. That's a bad example. But because they're so wacky out there. Which, by the way, where's Nancy Pelosi from?
San Francisco.
I think so, and
I got to tell you that they want you to come out and visit again. Last time they did have to put the dog to death, but the larger lady, but everybody else made bail, Jim. So you'll be comfortable to know that.
Oh, they love me in San Francisco, especially when I bring my wife and her plastic.
I'm amazed how many times your name appears in phone booths in that town. I just can't step in a phone booth. I mean, it's a true testament to the popularity.
So you think that Nancy Pelosi is going to be Speaker of the House come sometime in November when all of the elections have been contested and everything, but that the Senate will stay Republican.
I'll phrase it a bit differently. Nancy will be Speaker. The odds are about 70% she'll be Speaker in January when they reconvene. There will be a rump session. Not much will get done. And yep. I think the Senate will stay in. The Senate will tighten up but stay in Republican.
He's a pretty smart guy, folks, especially when it comes to politics. Might want to listen to that. If you like what he says, then, congratulations. If you don't, maybe you should vote a little harder. Hey, early and often, as they say in Chicago. Hey, thanks, Bill, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
They should vote.
That's exactly right. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, with Development Specialists Incorporated. That's Development Specialists. That's DSI, I should say. DSI.biz. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.